Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
Stereo music power.
All right, how's that for power? You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host. Who else? Ms. V, the hostess with the mostest. Call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a minute, I will be joined by R&B, pop, singer, songwriter, Jay Craig, in just about 30 seconds. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. We do not do commercials, no commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. That's right, all indies, you know it. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and who else? Well, duh, the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music. All right, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and bring our guest right on in. Hey, Jay, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that's what's up. What's up? You doing good?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you for asking. It's always nice to be asked, you know?
Yes.
So, I have your latest single. We've been jamming it for a while. I Want Your Body. I have that ready. Mm-hmm. It's on deck, so we'll definitely be spinning that for the listeners. But I'm going to jump right on in because, you know, we have some good questions. I want to get into the mind of Jay Craig and see what's going on. So tell us what inspired using Jay Craig as your stage name, where you're originally from, and where do you hail now?
Well, actually, I'll try to start with those questions in order. Jay Craig is simply my name. Backwards, it's a flip on my name. I'm actually Craig, and, you know, I won't give my last name, but those are actually, it's just kind of a flip on my name. Jay Craig, it sounded cool, so that's what we went with. And to the second question, for where I hailed from, originally I'm from North Carolina, but I grew up in New York. And, you know, so I've got experience, kind of coast-to-coast experience, so to speak.
That's what's up. And now you're in Tennessee, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, which is the home of a lot of great artists. So, absolutely.
Outstanding. So, you definitely have that experience. You have the East Coast, right? You have the East Coast, the West Coast, Mid Coast. You're getting all the coasts down. Tell us how you started out lyrically when your music career journey began. You know, what motivated you to pursue a career in the music and entertainment industry?
It's a family thing for me. My father was a minister, and he was a great singer as well. When he was very young, he had a group, and they were, I think they were enticed to sign a record deal at one point. But he chose the ministry over that. And me and my brother, we kind of took it, and we went secular with the music portion of it. And, you know, and then I just kept going. I'm nonstop. I love it. It's in my blood. I don't think I could live without it, to be honest.
I understand that, definitely. When something's in your blood, it's in your blood. It's there. It's not going nowhere. It's not going anywhere.
That's right.
So for those who have never heard your music, explain your sound in 5 words or less if you'd like.
The song "I Want Your Body."
Your overall sound, yes, you can do it for that, or just your overall sound.
Oh, my sound. Okay, I'm sorry. Sound is really. I would like to say it's a cross between R&B, pop, and soul. You know. I think that I'm kind of a mixture of all, even though I played a lot of jazz and a lot of gospel coming up, of course. But I think that my musical, the music that I compose myself, is really mostly a cross between R&B, pop, and soul.
And speaking, you write all your own music. So where do you draw inspiration from when you write your songs? And what's your favorite part of the process?
My favorite part of the process, and I don't mean to be sarcastic, is when I finish. putting together all those elements, sometimes you can kind of get caught up. But when it turns out and it works and people like it, you enjoy it, other people enjoy it, that's it. That makes it all work. And I sometimes when I'm composing a song, I'm not thinking of any other music besides that song. I totally tune out all music when I'm writing or producing my own songs. So I don't listen to a lot of radio, and try not to listen to music on television set or anything while I'm working on my own stuff, because I want it to be unadulterated. I just wanted to have the best J. Craig version that you can get.
All right. And so who are some of your musical influences, whether it's now or while growing up?
Well, back in the day, Stevie Wonder, I thought, was the first time I heard him. You know, I know I really knew that music was something I was going to love. And then when the Jacksons came along, that took it to another level. Of course, the Beatles, Tommy James and the Shondells, Chicago, Earth, Wind & Fire. So, you know, as you can see, I've got several different flavors of music that I actually love to listen to.
It's diverse. That's outstanding. I think some of the best artists are diverse. I think diverse artists are some of the best artists.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
And that's just my viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And that's how many of them are able to succeed in today's industry, is because of, you know, of that diversity, and so that you're comfortable with the different fusions, which have become oh so popular over the past few years. You know, now,
right.
So what's your favorite thing to do when you aren't writing or singing or performing? What's your favorite thing to do?
I'm still a country boy, so you know I like the fish, and I like to play golf. Golfing is something that I picked up here lately. I'm not a good golfer, but on a good day, I can play close to par. So, but golf is another discipline. And when I say discipline,
it sure is. It sure is. Take it. Yeah, we're talking Florida down here now. We're talking Florida. And boy, do I love golf, so I can relate, but I am not good.
you know where you stand, because see, golf is one of those things you can't hide behind a team. You know, it's
you
against the game. So you know, I mean, it's either you're good or you're not. So you know what you are. You know, so but I still love it. I do love it. I lose a lot of balls, but I still love to play every once in a while.
It's definitely a good sport. I think it is. It's definitely not an easy sport. It definitely is not. Definitely.
No.
Now, what's your motto or the advice that you live by?
Always finish is my motto. I was in the military, and one of the things that I took away from the military was finishing. Don't start something that you can't finish, you know, and that would be my advice to any of the up-and-comings. Finish, you know, and it's a step-by-step process, so you have to finish one step before you can go to the next one. And so that kind of sums a lot of things up for me, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is key to everything in life right there, boy. Woo! Finish what you started. Now, you released a new single. It's titled I Want Your Body. Now, what inspired the track's title, and also what can the listener expect from the overall sound and your storytelling in this track?
This song is all about, just think nowadays, and you live in Florida, but I think it's something that's kind of global now. People are really into their body. They're sculpting, they're trying to lose weight, they're trying to put features where they may not have had them originally. there's a lot of stuff going on that's related to the body. So the body is very important. Of course, we know that is our dwelling, our life dwelling. Our life dwells within our body. So that's a very precious thing. So I'm talking about it in song as if, you know, that is a key feature of that relationship and of that exchange. You know, I want your body, you know, I want it wrapped around me like saran wrap, because, you know, it's my life. It's like the lifeblood of my existence, you know. And I want to take care of my body, so, you know, you'll feel the same way about me. And I think that most people try to think in terms of themselves as being wanted or being appreciated. So, and the body is definitely key when it comes down to personal appreciation.
Absolutely. And actually, and before we get into that, I'll give them all a nice listen, a nice taste of the body. Something else a little fun. What are the five things you can't live without today?
That I can't live without today? Five things that I can't live without. Well, I definitely can't live without my house. Because my house has all of my belongings, and that's where you'll find me if I'm stationary. That's where my studio is.
That's where you'll
is.
Be if there's an apocalypse, so, right? That's where you'll be.
I don't know about that. Now that's a whole other story. Hey, yeah, we won't be on here until tomorrow talking about that. But really, that's one of them. My music, I can't live without it. You know, I mean, I think all the time if somebody came along or something happened and I could not do it, what would I do? I think about it all the time, and I have not come up with a legitimate or a logical answer or I guess an alternative that would make sense right now for me. I can't. So that would be top. My girl is very special. She does a lot of things that I can't do for myself. And she's behind me 100%, so I can't do it without her. Let's see. I don't have much money, so I guess I can do without some of it.
So there's really only three things.
Yeah, there's really only three things.
Go ahead.
The whole world. I can't do without other people because if I'm here by myself, I could own everything on the planet, but if I can't share it with someone, then it's worthless. So I need you guys.
That's what's up. Exactly.
Yes. Need the fact.
So it's right, fans number one. That's right. So where can we go and get your music and follow your movement? Give us all the your contact info. Give us all the lowdown.
Okay, on Facebook, I am J Craig at facebook.com. Please come like my page, join my fan club, and the whole works. Twitter, I am J Craig at twitter.com. And do the same, please. Instagram, 1jcraig@instagram.com. And those are my social networks that I frequent. My own website, imjcraig.com. And on my website, you can see my videos. You can listen to all of my music and so on and so forth and kind of keep up with some of the the things that are happening now, because everything is posted there. All my music can be purchased on iTunes, so you can purchase the whole album or you can purchase songs individually if you'd like, but everything is available on iTunes.
All right, that's what's up. iTunes is the go-tunes. I call it the go-to, the go-tunes.
That's go-tunes.
Right. So now, what's next for J. Craig? Do you have some live events, music videos, or just any other project happenings that you wanna coming up that you wanna share with us before you take us into this latest single?
Yes. Well, I'm working on a new album right now. The J. Craig, the I Want Your Body video is in the works, and it'll be released soon, so stay tuned for it. And I won an award last year, so I'm going to pursue it. They're pushing a song for me for an entire year off of the album. It's another song, as a matter of fact, and it's going pretty well. But I'm just doing everything possible. I'm going to be in L.A. a lot this year coming up. So,
nice.
You know, who knows? You know, you may see me on the big screen or, making a cameo here or there. Yeah, absolutely.
And I
intend to entertain it all.
All right. Absolutely. And so you should. Do you have any shout-outs? Any shout-outs you want to get out there before you take us into this track?
Actually, if anything, my shout-out is to, people out there that would be listening that don't know me. Just check out J. Craig. I probably got something for you. That's all.
All right. Well, you know, it was a pleasure chopping it up with you. And so before you leave on out, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest?
Yes, yes. Without further ado, Jay Craig with I Want Your Body, and that's worldwide.
Around the world we can take it so. We'll end up, you never know. Come on the coast, getting on the boat.